Yeah, you know, like 8877s, they use them in medical equipment, and they replace them on regular time sale, and so, you know, a good 8877 is worth, you know, hundreds of dollars, so, yeah, I could see that. And then the big boys, you know, like you get into some of the big machines where they're running, you know, 4C and 3CX, you know, 10,000s and 5,000s and stuff like that. You know, tubes with handles, you know, those are for the guys that are making the big boy amps, the homebrew ones. So, yuppers. Nothing like that. I've got, what do I got in tube? I've got two 3500 Z amps. I got that Henry 3K, and then I've got the Drake L7. Other than that, I'm all solid state in my amplifiers. But, you know, the tube amps are more forgiving. They, you know, they can generally pump out a little bit more, you know, a pair of 3500s, juice them up, and they're very forgiving, and they'll get you a legal limit if you juice them right. And even if you coast them, they'll do 12, you know, 12 or so. So it's a great tube. You know, they're not terribly expensive, and they're readily available, so... But that's the only tubes I got left, except for some old vintage gear, you know, with, like, I got the ATS-830, which has a tube final and a tube driver. And, you know, and then some other miscellaneous things, like my old Collins stuff's all tube. But, yeah, there you have it. I did have a question, not to change the subject, but I might be coming into a couple of Master 3s. What was it about the Master 3 that ultimately had you dump them?